You know, I grew up listening to some of this stuff, but I didn't grow up singing it. And most of my singing life has been in a much more commercial context. So I didn't know if I was going to be able to strip down enough, because if you oversing these songs, you ruin them.
Kathy Mattea has plenty of gold and platinum to polish from the country hits of her past. And now she's looking back even further, mining the storied history of songs about coal. This is Take 5, supported by Rough Guides, smart guides for smart people. Hi, I'm Russ Boris. In the late 80s and early 90s, Kathy Mattea was a darling of Nashville, getting a big break by taking a Nancy Griffith tune onto the charts and eventually earning a few CMA and Grammy Awards for her mantle. But the commercial country world is a far cry from her roots in Appalachia, and more specifically, the mines of West Virginia. And that's where the songs of her new album, Coal, get their theme. As Kathy told FUV's John Platt, the miner's life runs deep in her family tree. And following her curiosity in music this time around is not only a personal step, but a direction she hopes to continue in her career.
Well, I grew up in West Virginia, and both my grandfathers were coal miners. My dad was the first one in his generation to get out of the mines, and my mom worked for the United Mine Workers when she was young, and I have a brother who still works for a coal company. And when the Sago mine disaster happened a couple years ago, I found myself just glued to the news, and I just felt a lot of emotion. I mean, more than once, I found myself sitting at my computer, you know, reading the morning news, just weeping. You know, nobody in my family still works in the mines, but I realized part of me was feeling what was going on right now, and part of me was echoing something very old. And I had all this emotion, and I realized I'd been kind of collecting songs for a while. And I thought, well, you know, that's what you're supposed to do when you're an artist, is take your emotion and your response to the world and channel it back into your art. That's what art's supposed to do, is help us find windows into parts of ourselves we didn't know were there.
Oh, my granddad's dad crossed the Cumberland Mountains, where he took a pretty girl to be his bride. Said, won't you walk with me out of the mouth of this holler? Oh, we'll never leave Holland alive. Where the sun comes up about 10 in the morning, the sun goes down about 3 in the day, and you fill your cup with whatever bitter brew you're drinking, and you spend your life just thinking of how to get away.
Both you and Nancy, and people like Mary Chapin Carpenter, had a whole succession of gold and platinum records from the 80s and 90s, and then things have sort of changed. And what has changed? Has it been the music business, or has it been what you're doing?
Both, I think.
Yeah.
You know, when you start out, when I started all those years ago, I just said to my manager, I just hope 20 years down the line I'm still having fun, and I'm still playing music I care about and challenging myself and playing gigs that are fun to play, and I feel like I'm waking up in the movie I sort of had scripted out. I also think that at a certain point, you decide what you're going to be about, you know. I decided I wanted to model my career after Emmylou Harris more than Reba McEntire. And not that there's anything right or wrong with either one, but I saw Emmy's musical curiosity, and I got to hang out with her when she'd, you know, she'd just find some new writer or a new player, and she just couldn't get enough of it. And every time you talked to her, she was all up in something new, and I just thought, I want to go explore all the nooks and crannies while I still have a voice to do it with.
Well, somebody said that's a strange tattoo you have on the side of your head. I said that's a blue mark left by the cold. Little more and I'd have been dead. Oh, I love a rumble and I love the dark, but I love the cool of the sleigh. But it's going down that dual road, looking for a job, traveling and looking, I hate, traveling and looking, I hate.
That's Coal Tattoo, performed by Kathy Mattea and her band, live at FUV. For the complete conversation and more exclusive interviews, visit the archives at WFUV.org.
Take 5 is supported by Rough Guides. Information at roughguides.com. Smart guides for smart people.